Russia has called for the detention of U.S.-born investor Bill Browder, whose fund invested billions in Russian companies. The arrest warrant is the latest twist in a row that saw Washington imposing sanctions against Russian officials and Moscow retaliating by banning American adoptions of Russian children. Stefan Boss has this report.
A Moscow court authorized the arrest in absentia of William Browder, the head of Britain-based Hermitage Capital Fund, for allegedly refusing to cooperate with an investigation into tax evasion. Russia's Interior Ministry also put him on an international wanted list. The fund manager is accused of stealing shares in Gazprom over a decade ago and interfering with that Russian energy giant's strategic policies. U.S.-born Browder, who holds British citizenship, has denied wrongdoing and claims the charges are prompted by his company's investigation into massive tax fraud. The arrest warrant came shortly after Browder told reporters that he provided Germany with evidence about tens of millions of dollars laundered by Russians through Cyprus bank accounts. Browder said those funds were part of a $230 million fraud his lawyer Sergei Magnitsky discovered before his death in a Moscow prison in 2009.
Our offices were raided in 2007 by some corrupt police officers, and then our companies were stolen, our investment holding companies were stolen, and then $230 million of taxes that we paid was then fraudulently refunded by a group of corrupt officials. We hired a lawyer named Sergei Magnitsky to investigate. He ended up testifying against some of the corrupt officials. He was then arrested, tortured for 358 days, and killed in detention at the age of 37. We've traced the money that was stolen, and we found 31 million of it in Cyprus.
Russia says the lawyer died of natural causes and blames criminals for the loss of the funds. Though he is dead, Russian officials even continue a trial against Magnitsky on tax evasion charges. The developments add to tensions between the United States and Russia. Recently, the U.S. introduced the Magnitsky Act, named after the late lawyer, imposing sanctions on 18 Russians for alleged human rights abuses. Russia responded by banning 18 Americans from entering the country and halting U.S. adoptions of Russian children, many of whom live in rundown orphanages. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Boss.